Welcome to Christ Community Church, where everyone is welcome. You are about to listen to our morning worship service. We pray that you experience God through this service. We invite you to come visit us at 2950 Carrollton Road in Grenada, Mississippi.
Thank you for loving us. Thank you for this time. Lord, we love you. We're dependent upon you. We have no God, no Savior, no Lord, no hope, no promise, no love, no life eternal without you. You're the giver of every good and perfect gift. There's no shadow of turning or variation with you. You've said what you mean what you say, and we're blessed because of it. Lord, we love you and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Is it that simple right there? Like, I've been thinking about this a lot because I got a brand new baby nephew, and it's a whole lot easier getting a new baby nephew than it is like going through the process yourself. Like, I rolled up like after work, rolled in there. They already had him all cleaned off. Everybody was chill. Got to hold him like he was tired because he had just been born. Apparently, that's a lot of work. So like he wouldn't even look at me. He just chilled. He just fell asleep in my arms. But imagine that you wake up and it's time to go. Y'all who have ever been a father, when it's time to go to the hospital, this is your go time, right? This is your one thing to do. Get your wife there to have the baby and not have the baby anywhere other than where the baby is supposed to be born. And so I don't know where Mary and Joseph were intending on having the baby, but I know where they were not intending on having the baby. In a barn. When you think about this, God's birth, it gives me so much comfort because nothing from an earthly perspective went well that day. Joseph had one thing to do. Get him a place. Now, I don't know if the ancient Near Eastern version of Expedia just didn't work out. Maybe his points were wrong. Maybe he was trying to use a rewards credit card instead of his normal credit card, but the reservation didn't go through. And God become flesh was born in a room filled with animals and manure. Now, I don't know what your ideal birth situation. Maybe there's some manure, but not a lot of it. But I don't want you to lose sight of this. God could come any way he wanted to. And he chose to be born like that. To come to a people like us who couldn't save themselves. And just like it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you skip ahead a few verses there in John chapter 1. And the Word became flesh and dwelled with us. God put on skin. Became exactly like us and all of the junk that we have to deal with, but remain sinless because he is God. And I love that Christmas name for Jesus. Emmanuel. God. That's what we're singing about this morning. Thank you.
Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, we lay this at your feet.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to stay in here today. Is that right? Was that your idea, Nani? If we need to have Nani's class, we can. If not, baptism's a great family fun service for everybody to be in and check it out. All right? I do want to ask, if I got any of my guys listening, if somebody can go get a couple of those doormats that we can put here so that nobody falls. So grab a couple doormats, and if somebody would get in this closet maybe and grab a couple towels. So doormats and towels so nobody goes, ping, concrete floor, wet feet, fling. We don't need no fling up in her. Okay? So glad that y'all are here. We're excited about what God's been doing. We're not going to make any bones about it. I'm going to share a little bit from the scripture, but we're getting right to it. This really isn't my day to preach a whole lot. It's my day to allow the people who God's been working in their life to let their testimony be the message. And so we're going to get to that. But I do want to point out some things from the scripture so that we don't get too lost out of the way. And it's just about what baptism reveals. Go ahead and put that one right here, Josh. And thank you for getting it. About what baptism reveals. Baptism reveals the work of God. Baptism itself is... Yeah, just kind of connect. Yeah. Wow. That one's nice. And we might want to put that one... Yeah, that one's good. And if we have one more, we'll connect it over here. Good job. Thank you, fellas. Baptism reveals God at work. But baptism itself is not the work of God. Baptism itself does not remove your sins, make you saved, do for you anything except for make you wet. What it is a public testimony that says, God has worked in my life. I'm not doing this to be religious. I'm not doing this to be, just kind or... follow a program. I'm doing this because God's done a work in my life, and it's time for me to show that work and to testify of that work. Okay? That's what's going on. That's why we celebrate what God's doing. So I got on the handout three things that God is doing. Okay? Baptism reveals God's work in your heart. In the heart of a person. Man, God works in our heart to reveal who He is. We'll take two examples from Scripture. One from Matthew chapter 16. It's right around verses 16 and 17. I know I'm not being real technical. Y'all have done above and beyond. Thank you so much. But Peter is asked, all the disciples are asked, who do you say that I am? And Peter responds, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's who you are. Jesus responds to Peter by saying, blessed are you. Okay, that's good on the rugs. We'll finish with that one. River, tell them that's the last one. I didn't even know we had... Yeah, can we push that dirty one off to the side. And I didn't even know we had so many rugs. Like... anybody wants a rug? You know, if you're running low on Christmas gifts or something, you're like, I just need something. You know, make a donation. You can go home with that one that Mike's got right there. It's already outside. You can take it. Here's God. When God does a work in our heart, y'all, I want you all to recognize this because sometimes we don't know what it looks like. Sometimes I remember being in seminary and a man asking one of the professors, how do I know it's God working in my heart and not the fact that I've had too much coffee that morning? I'm going to tell you something. The difference between God and coffee. God is always going to magnify the Spirit of God. The work of God's always going to lift up Jesus Christ. It's not just going to make you excited. It's not just going to make you enthusiastic. It's not just going to give you the jitters. It's always going to bring you to the statement that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Later, Martha in the Gospel of John in chapter 11 and verse 27, she makes that same or very similar statement. She says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, sent down from above. She makes a statement like that in John chapter 11, verse 27. Who was working in her life when she made that statement? According to Jesus' words, blessed are you because this hasn't been revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father who is in heaven. Man, that's how you know when God's at work, is because you're going to say, you're going to lift up the name of Jesus. When these folks make their profession of faith publicly, who is it that's at work in their heart? See, we ought to recognize those things, church. And we ought to say, amen. Man, when I've got to see these folks, some of whom I got to see make their profession of faith, some I haven't. You know, some I wasn't there when they got saved. But I count myself blessed to have seen the work of God in their life. Y'all, another way that baptism reveals when a soul is repentive. Okay? Baptism reveals the repentance of an individual, repentance of a soul. Because when we come to get baptized, not only are we saying, I repent of not believing, now I believe in the Christ who was, died for me and rose again, but we're also saying, I'm dying to an old way of life. I'm dying to the way I used to live. Even if it's at the beginning just saying, I used to live without God and now I live with God. I used to always say no to God and always yes to myself. But now, by faith, I'm saying yes, Lord. And putting myself back. So that's repentance. When we put our faith in Christ, that's an act of repentance. I went from being an unbeliever to being a believer. That's an act of repentance. Y'all catch what I'm saying? It's good. God reveals that work. And I'll tell you something. Repentance is a work of God. I know we like to have a lot on our shoulder, and that's fine. And when God convicts us, we ought to repent. But you ought to see repentance, like faith, as a gift. God gives it. God gives it. God grants it. You might say, well, John, is there a time when you can't repent? There's a time recorded in the Bible where it says a man wanted to repent, and he pursued it with tears, but it wasn't granted to him. You might say, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Don't mess around when God's knocking on your heart's door. Don't put it off another day. Repent when he calls you to repent. Don't play with God. He's not man. He's not like us. You ain't going to ever be in a better position. You can't barter or say, I'm going to negotiate with God until I can get a little more on my side. It ain't going to happen. He's got all the cards. There ain't no negotiating. It's just a matter of surrender or not. Lastly, it's the very first thing on the handout. It says, baptism reveals God's work in the church. Baptism reveals God's work in the church. Man, when we see this, we're reminded of the commission that's been given to us through Christ directly. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you. How long? Always, even to the end of the age. When we have a baptism, we're reminded that God is working through a group of people to glorify Himself and to make disciples. Disciples of who? Making disciples, followers of Jesus Christ. Not followers of our denomination, not followers of our traditions, not followers of our preferences, not followers of ourselves and our own actions, but followers of Christ. Even the Apostle Paul was said, follow me as I follow Christ. See, it doesn't need to be a whole lot of Pauline disciples. Doesn't need to be a whole lot of Paul Washer disciples. Doesn't need to be a whole lot of Billy Graham disciples. Doesn't need to be a lot of this person, John MacArthur or John Piper or John Goldwater or like that. Threw myself in there with all the big Johns. Jesus Christ. Make disciples of Jesus Christ, church. And how does that start? We identify them with Jesus Christ. They put their faith in Christ. And then they make that public profession and say, I belong to Him. He belongs to me. That's a work of His and it's not going to change. He loves me. You know He loves you? Oh, that's just good. Okay, now we're getting ready. So for those who are going to be baptized today, please begin to advance by ranks. That was in that song, you know, it said by ranks they advance. Y'all do me a favor. Clear out this front row. And let those who are going to be baptized come on down to the front. I'm going to put my baptizing clothes on. Which means I'm going to lose touch with you for a second. And,
here we go. So, again, what we're going to do, just so everybody's, and let me say this, if you need to take pictures and stuff, great. Move forward. Come on, get a good advantage point. Y'all, this isn't church regular. This is church on purpose, where we're going to celebrate the work of God. So if you can't get a good picture or video where you are, and you say, I'm going to get this on video, come on and get it, okay? Don't stand on formality. Just scooch closer and do what you got to do. All right? What we're going to do with our candidates for baptism, I say candidates as if, you know, they're on trial, you know, like maybe you're going to make it. Most of them are going to be baptized today. We have a good faith that most of them are going to pass the test. The test is simple. It's simply to state their name and to publicly profess that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. Okay, that profession of faith, take it at full weight value. Okay? Again, this is not required. Nobody's been arm twisted. This is all voluntary. These are folks who've said, I want to publicly declare my faith in Christ. I want to be seen as belonging to Christ. I want to walk with Him. So take it at full face value, full weight. Okay? The Scriptures, what tells us, if with our mouth we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. Right? With the heart, one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now these folks have been saved, but they've been saved because they took the faith that God put in their heart and they confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord. Now they're going to do it publicly, so that y'all can just glorify God together with them. Make sense? Alright. Anybody? We got four roses and one thorn. Usually we do ladies first. You want, ladies first? Alright, we'll yield. And, yeah, you can feel the eyes upon you. How you want to go first? We're going to take a vote on it? No, we're not that informal. Man, you come on. Man. We got a volunteer. Woo! She doesn't want to fall, and we don't want her to fall. Okay, y'all. You're going to be fine. We're going to help you out the whole time. And what I'm going to ask you to do is at the very least, okay, state your name and profess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If there's anything else you would like to add,
my name is Mandy, and I am saved, and I profess, Lord, it's my Savior. The Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, He saved me. Thank you, Lord.
upon your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is my privilege and my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
People say, well, we shouldn't imitate different things. But you ever go, man, you go to a concert, you go to a place and there's joy and they're hitting the beach balls around. Sometimes we just need to look and say, you know what? We just hit a baby in the head. That's why it's a beach ball. It's okay. She's fine. She made it. She did really good. She's going to hold it. She's like, we're not doing that ever again. Beach ball church. It's not good. Okay. We're just doing it to celebrate. It's a great visual. All right. Say the same thing to you. Minimum is your state's name, your profession of faith, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Once they have the answer this time, you're welcome. All right.
My name is Katie Walters, and I accept Georgie. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior.
Got it so far, right? So, just at the very least, state your name and make your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ. If there's anything else you'd like to say, you have that opportunity.
My name is Lynn, and I'm here to rededicate my life to Christ. And I accept Him as my Lord and Savior, and I just want to rededicate my life.
My privilege and my honor to baptize you in the
Crystal Faulkner, and I'm here to rededicate my life. And I'm about to be my own Savior.
Sharing her testimony, and Jake just was very open and said, "Man, I don't have one. I haven't put my faith in Christ yet." And we started talking about doing that. He prayed and gave his life to Christ right then and there. And I thought it was an awesome thing. Amen. I'm gonna shut up now. Jake, state your name and make your public profession of faith. And if there is anything else you'd like to say, you're free to say it at that time.
My name is Jake, and I accept the Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
To celebrate what God's doing openly. If you've read the Old Testament, you'll know there's not always celebration days. We know that it can get rough. We know by our own lives that not every day is a good day. So when they are good days, stop acting so tough like nothing gets to you emotionally and celebrate a little bit. Smile. Be happy. Look happy. Church, God is doing great things. And when we acknowledge that and celebrate Him, I'm convinced it's a great worship to Him. So, at the risk of sounding oversimplistic, man, be happy today. Church, rejoice today. You might say, "Well, this wasn't in my family, or that wasn't me." It is your family if you belong to the family of God and the family of this church. It is your family. Yeah. Furthermore, if you, like I said about, I told on Jake. Jake said, "I don't have a testimony." He was just talking about inside, internally. He didn't say, he didn't say anything about his family or friends or anything. He wasn't talking about anybody else but him. Because it was him. We were asking about him. I can guarantee you God ain't going to ask you about anybody else but you. He's not going to ask what your mama did, your grandmama did, or anybody who is really well and blessed in your family. He's looking at you, and he's going to say, do you have a relationship with my son, Jesus Christ? So I'm asking you, do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Could you honestly stand before a group in public and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior? I'll tell you this. If you do, it's because God's already been at work in your heart, and He's led you that way, and He's given you a great blessing. If you have never professed faith in Christ, we're going to have a time right now, just an invitation song. For those who may say, John, I need to give my life to Christ. We're going to have a time of invitation. Maybe you need to give your life to Christ today. Maybe something in here has stirred you up. Maybe you need to be baptized. Maybe you've made a profession of faith and have not been baptized. And saying, you're wrestling with it, you're struggling with it, but you know that it's time to let God win in that way in your life and to make that public profession of faith. Whatever it is, maybe you need to join a church. Maybe you need to join Christ Community Church. After this service, approximately 30 minutes after we get done, we're going to start our one-on-one membership class, which is the way we receive members at this church. Maybe that's what you need to respond. Somehow or another, though, we say respond to God. Respond to what God's doing. And if your response to God has nothing to do with Christ Community Church or with this day, it involves you going and making amends, or you going and joining another church, or you getting serious about following God in your daily life and reading His Word and praying and going on mission and being about His kingdom and not your own, whatever that response is, give God your response. He's worthy of it every day. He's worthy of it every day. All right. I just saw a major airplane just crash landed on Michael Lawrence's shoulder. That's all right. All right. Father God, I pray right now that during this time of invitation that, Lord, if there is any who needs to respond in by surrendering their life to you in salvation, joining the church, giving their life to you in your kingdom's pursuit every day, whatever it might be, Father, give freedom in this place to respond to you today. We love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart, and you're the one that guides my heart.
church.
Come on down to the morning offering.
I don't know where the offering plates are.
Here they are. I knew the ushers would find the usher material so that they could usher properly. That's right. Hey, y'all. We're just going to take up this offering in the honor of the Lord. We depend on the members at Christ Community for the upkeep and the financial responsibilities of the church. If you're a visitor, we don't ask anything of you. We're just glad that you're here. If you want to fill out a visitor's card, that would be great. You can put it in the plate. But we didn't invite you here to see your loved ones baptized and to get into your wallet. And we don't do that until the next time you come, okay? And so we're glad you're with us. You just follow the Lord in your giving, okay? Lord, help us, and thank you for a good day. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heart longs for a little bit of hope will come.
Celebration, for worship, to hear the word, to pray, to give. Now we're going to be the church scattered, going out throughout Grenada and beyond, just telling people God is good, living life in the name of Jesus. Are y'all ready for that? We gather up here for strength. We scatter abroad for witness and for work and for usefulness in the hands of our God. So get ready, because here we go. Love y'all. Thank you for letting me be your pastor. Ready. Great. Thank you, Lord Jesus.